Section 11. Sharing the road safely. Know your responsibilities. Understand they're not accidents. Accident implies an unforeseen event that occurs without anyone being at fault or negligence. But most traffic altercations or crashes are not accidents because most often they could have been avoided had all involved operated their vehicles correctly and responsibly. Consider a situation where someone decides to try to squeeze through an intersection on a yellow light turning red. Your light turns green. You pull into the intersection without checking for possible latecomers. That is all it takes for the two of you to tangle. It was the driver's responsibility to stop. And it was your responsibility to look before pulling out. Neither of you held up your end of the deal. Be proactive. As a rider, you can't be sure that other operators will see you or yield the right of way. To lessen your chances of a crash occurring. Be visible, wear proper clothing, use your headlight, ride in the best lane position to see and be seen. Communicate your intentions, use the proper signals, brake light and lane position. Maintain an adequate space cushion while following, being followed, lane sharing, passing and being passed. Scan your path of travel 12 seconds ahead. Identify and separate multiple hazards, and be prepared to act, remain alert, and know how to carry out proper crash avoidance skills. Blame doesn't matter when someone is injured in a crash. There is rarely a single cause of any crash. The ability to ride aware, make critical decisions and carry them out separates responsible riders from all the rest. Remember, it's up to you to keep from being the cause of, or an unprepared participant in, any crash. Lane sharing. Cars and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Lane sharing is usually prohibited. Riding between rows of stopped or moving cars in the same lane can leave you vulnerable to the unexpected. A hand could come out of a window, a door could open, a car could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. Keep a center portion position whenever drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to squeeze you in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic. While passing you. When you are preparing to turn at an intersection. And when you are getting in an exit lane or leaving a highway. Merging cars. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if one is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed to open up space for the merging driver. Cars alongside. Avoid riding next to cars or trucks in adjacent lanes. You could be in one of their blind spots, and they could switch into your lane without warning. Close by vehicles also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. SIPDE. Good. Experienced riders remain aware of what is going on around them. They improve their riding strategy by using SIPDE, an abbreviation for a five-step process used to make appropriate judgments and to apply them correctly in different traffic situations. SIPDE stands for Scan, Identify, Predict, Decide and Execute. Scan. Constantly search ahead, to the sides and behind to avoid potential hazards before they arise. How assertively you search and how much time and space you have can eliminate or reduce harm. Focus even more on finding potential escape routes in or around intersections, shopping areas, school and construction zones. Search for oncoming traffic that may turn left in front of you. Traffic coming from the left and right. Traffic approaching from behind, and hazardous road conditions. Be especially alert in areas with limited visibility. Visually busy surroundings could hide you and your motorcycle from others. Identify. Locate hazards and potential conflicts. Vehicles and other motorcycles that could move into your path and increase the likelihood of a crash. Pedestrians and animals, they are unpredictable and make short, quick moves. And stationary objects such as potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges, and trees that will not move into your path but may still influence your riding strategy. Predict. Consider speed, distance, and direction of hazards to anticipate how they may affect you. Cars moving into your path are more critical than those moving away or remaining stationary. Predict where a collision may occur. Completing this what-if phrase to estimate results of contacting or attempting to avoid a hazard depends on your knowledge and experience. Decide. Determine what you may need to do based on your prediction. The mental process of determining your course of action depends on how well you searched. The result is your action and knowing which strategy is best for the situation. You want to eliminate or reduce the potential hazard. You must decide when, where, and how to take action. Your constant decision-making must stay sharp to cope with constantly changing traffic situations. The decisions you make can be grouped by the number of hazards encountered, single, double, or multiple hazards. Execute. Carry out your decision. For more space and to minimize harm from any hazard, communicate your presence with lights and/or horn. Adjust your speed by accelerating, stopping, or slowing, and adjust your position and/or direction. Apply the old adage one step at a time to handle two or more hazards. Adjust speed to permit two hazards to separate. Then deal with them one at a time as single hazards. Decision-making becomes more complex with three or more hazards. Weigh consequences of each and give equal distance to the hazards. In high-risk areas, such as intersections, shopping areas, school and construction zones, cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce the time you need to react. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area, at a driveway on a residential street, or any other place where traffic paths cross. More than one half of motorcycle car crashes are caused by drivers entering a rider's right of way. Cars that turn left in front of you, including cars turning left from the lane to your right, and cars on side streets that pull into your lane, are the biggest dangers. Your use of SIPDE, described above, at intersections is critical. There are no guarantees that others see you, and never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, a driver looks right at a motorcyclist and still fails to see him. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Good riders are always looking for trouble in order to stay out of it. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. As you approach the intersection, select a lane position to increase your visibility to the driver. Cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce reaction time. Reduce your speed. After entering the intersection, move away from vehicles preparing to turn. Do not change speed or position radically. The driver might think that you are preparing to turn. Blind intersections. If you approach a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring you into another driver's field of vision at the earliest possible moment. Move to the left portion of the lane, away from parked cars, so the driver on the cross street can see you as soon as possible. Remember to see as much as possible and remain visible to others while protecting your space. If you have a stop sign or stop line, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, large intersections, small intersections, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Just make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you're looking. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are a safer, more cost-effective way to build some intersections. By keeping traffic moving and requiring fewer stops and starts than conventional intersections, roundabouts reduce crashes, delays, and congestion, resulting in drops in fuel consumption and emissions. Traffic moves at slow speeds in a counterclockwise direction and is constantly moving except when yielding to traffic in the roundabout and pedestrians in the crosswalks. To navigate a roundabout. 1. Slow down as you approach the roundabout and yield to pedestrians and traffic already in the roundabout. 2. Look to the left. Wait for a gap in traffic and merge into the roundabout. 3. Once in the roundabout, keep moving, don't stop. 4. Proceed to your exit. Use your turn signal to indicate you are leaving the roundabout and yield to pedestrians as you leave the roundabout. 5. Pedestrians should cross only in crosswalks. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay to the left of your lane, so you can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out, or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Cars making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Since you can't tell what a driver will do, slow down and get the driver's attention. Sound your horn, and continue with caution. Parking at the roadside. Park at a 90-degree angle to the curb with your rear wheel touching the curb. Increase your noticeability. In crashes with motorcyclists, drivers often say they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or behind, a motorcycle's outline is much smaller than a car's. Also, it's hard to see something you are not looking for, and most drivers are not looking for motorcycles. More likely, they are looking through the skinny, two-wheeled silhouette in search of cars that may pose a problem to them. Even if a driver does see you coming, you aren't necessarily safe. Smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. It is common for drivers to pull out in front of motorcyclists, thinking they have plenty of time. Too often, they are wrong. However, you can do many things to be more conspicuous, to make it easier for others to recognize you and your motorcycle. Clothing. Most crashes occur in broad daylight. Wear bright-colored clothing to increase your chances of being seen. Remember, your body is half of the visible surface area of the rider, motorcycle unit. Bright orange, red, yellow, or green jackets or vests are your best bets for being seen. Your helmet can do more than protect you in a crash. Brightly colored helmets can also help others see you. Any bright color is better than drab or dark colors. Reflective, bright colored clothing, helmet and jacket or vest, is best. Reflective material on a vest and on the sides of the helmet will help drivers coming toward you, from behind you or from the side to spot you. Headlight. The best way to help others see your motorcycle is to keep the headlight on at all times, and, in fact, motorcycles sold in the US since 1978 automatically have the headlights on when running. Studies show that, during the day, a motorcycle with its light on is twice as likely to be noticed. Use of the high beam during the day increases the likelihood that oncoming drivers will see you. Use your low beam at night and in cloudy weather. Signals. The signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a car. They tell others what you plan to do. However, due to a rider's vulnerability, signals are even more important on a motorcycle. Use them whenever you plan to change lanes or turn. Use them even when you think no one else is around to see them. It's the car you don't see that's the biggest threat. Your signal lights make you easier to spot. That's why it's a good idea to use your turn signals even when what you plan to do is obvious. When you enter onto a freeway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see your signal blinking and make room for you. Turning your signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Once you turn, make sure your signal is off or a driver may pull directly into your path, thinking you plan to turn again. Use your signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Don't make them guess what you intend to do. Brake light. Your motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as the brake lights on a car, particularly when your taillight, it goes on when the headlight does, is on. If the situation will permit, help others notice you by flashing your brake light before you slow down. It is especially important to flash your brake light before you slow more quickly than others might expect, turning off a high-speed highway, or you slow where others may not expect it, such as in the middle of a block or at an alley. If you are being followed closely, it's a good idea to flash your brake light before you slow. The tailgater may be watching you and not see something ahead that will make you slow down. This will hopefully discourage them from tailgating and warn them of hazards ahead they may not see. Using your mirrors. While it's most important to keep track of what's happening ahead, you can't afford to ignore situations behind. Traffic conditions change quickly. Knowing what's going on behind is prerequisite for making a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Frequent mirror checks should be part of your normal scanning routine. Make a special point of using your mirrors. When you are stopped at an intersection, watch cars coming up from behind. If the driver isn't paying attention, he could be on top of you before he sees you. Before you change lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. And before you slow down, the driver behind may not expect you to slow, or may be unsure about where you will slow. For example, you signal a turn, and the driver thinks you plan to turn at a distant intersection, rather than at a nearer driveway. Some motorcycles have rounded, convex, mirrors. These provide a wider view of the road behind than do flat mirrors. They also make cars seem farther away than they really are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. While you are stopped, pick out a parked car in your mirror. Form a mental image of how far away it is. Then, turn around and look at it to see how close you came. Practice with them until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before you change lanes. Head checks. Checking your mirrors is not enough. Motorcycles have blind spots like cars. Before you change lanes, turn your head and look to the side for other vehicles. On a road with several lanes, check the far lane and the one next to you. A driver in the distant lane may head for the same space you plan to take. Frequent head checks should be your normal scanning routine. Only by knowing what is happening all around you, are you fully prepared to deal with it. Horn. Be ready to use your horn to get someone's attention quickly. It is a good idea to give a quick beep before passing anyone who may move into your lane. Here are some situations. A driver in the lane next to you is driving too closely to the vehicle ahead and may want to pass. A parked car has someone in the driver's seat, or someone is in the street, riding a bicycle or walking. In an emergency, press the horn button loud and long. Be ready to stop or swerve away from the danger. Keep in mind that a motorcycle's horn isn't as loud as a car's. Therefore, use it, but don't rely on it. Other strategies may be appropriate along with the horn. Crash avoidance. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend on your ability to react quickly and properly. Often, a crash occurs because a rider is not prepared or skilled in crash avoidance maneuvers. Know when and how to stop or swerve, two skills critical to avoiding a crash. It is not always desirable or possible to stop quickly to avoid an obstacle. Riders must also be able to swerve around an obstacle. Determining the skill necessary for the situation is important as well. Studies show that most crash involved riders underbrake the front tire and overbrake the rear, did not separate braking from swerving or did not choose swerving when it was appropriate. Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes at the same time. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab it either. Squeeze the brake lever firmly and progressively. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately and then reapply it firmly. At the same time, press down on the rear brake. If you accidentally lock the rear brake on a good traction surface, keep it locked until you have completely stopped. Even with a locked rear wheel, you can control the motorcycle on a straightaway if it is upright and going in a straight line. Always use both brakes at the same time to stop. The front brake can provide 70% or more of the potential stopping power. If you must stop quickly while turning or riding a curve, the best technique is to straighten the bike upright first and then brake. However, it may not always be possible to straighten the motorcycle and then stop. If you must brake while leaning, apply light brakes and reduce the throttle. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure is possible. You should straighten the handlebars in the last few feet of stopping. The motorcycle should then be straight up and in balance. swerving or turning quickly. Sometimes you may not have enough room to stop. An object might appear suddenly in your path, or a car ahead might stop suddenly. The only way to avoid a crash may be to turn quickly or swerve around it. A swerve is any sudden change in direction. It can be two quick turns, or a rapid shift to the side. Apply a small amount of hand pressure to the hand grip located on the side of your intended direction of escape. This will cause the motor quickly to let in quickly. The sharper the turn, the more the motorcycle must lean. Keep your body upright and allow the motorcycle to lean in the direction of the turn while keeping your knees against the tank and your feet solidly on the pegs. Let the motorcycle move underneath you. Make your escape route the target of your vision. Press on the opposite hand grip once you clear the obstacle to return you to your original direction. Swerve, then brake, then swerve of travel. To swerve to the left, press the left hand grip, then press the right to recover. To swerve to the right, press right, then left. If braking is required, separate it from swerving. Brake before or after, never while swerving. Cornering. A primary cause of single vehicle crashes is motorcyclists running wide in a curve or turn and colliding with a fixed object. Every curve is different. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple turns. Ride within your skill level and the posted speed limits. Your best path may not always follow the curve of the road. Change lane position depending on traffic, road conditions, and curve of the road. If no traffic is present, start at the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight and the effective radius of the turn. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit. Another alternative is to move to the center of your lane before entering a curve and stay there until you exit. This permits you to spot approaching traffic as soon as possible. You can also adjust for traffic crowding the center line or debris blocking part of your lane. Hazardous situations. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and be seen. Picking your headlight or taillight out of the car lights around you is not easy for other drivers. To compensate, you should reduce your speed, ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. Increase your distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely upon shadows and light contrasts to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Open up a 3-second following distance or more, and allow more distance to pass and be passed. Use the car ahead. The headlights of the car ahead can give you a better view of the road than even your high beam can, and taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. Be visible. Wear reflective materials when riding at night. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion. Dangerous surfaces. Your chance of falling or being involved in a crash increases whenever you ride across uneven surfaces or obstacles, slippery surfaces, railroad tracks or grooves and gratings. Uneven surfaces and obstacles. Watch for uneven surfaces such as bumps, broken pavement, potholes or small debris. Try to avoid obstacles by slowing or going around them. If you must go over the obstacle, first, determine if it is possible. Approach it at as close to a 90-degree angle as possible. Look where you want to go to control your path of travel. If you have to ride over the obstacle, you should slow down as much as possible before contact. Be sure the motorcycle is straight. Rise slightly off the seat with your weight on the foot pegs to absorb the shock with your knees and elbows and avoid being thrown off the motorcycle. And just before contact, roll on the throttle slightly to lighten the front end. If you ride over an object on the street, pull off the road and check your tires and rims for damage before riding any farther. Slippery surfaces. Motorcycles handle better when ridden on surfaces that permit good traction. Surfaces that provide poor traction include wet pavement, particularly just after it starts to rain and before surface oil washes to the side of the road. Gravel roads are where sand and gravel collect. Mud, snow, and ice. And lane markings, steel plates and manhole covers, especially when wet. To ride safely on slippery surfaces. Reduce speed, slow down before you get to a slippery surface to lessen your chances of skidding. Your motorcycle needs more distance to stop. And it is particularly important to reduce speed before entering wet curves. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid. Be as smooth as possible when you speed up, shift gears, turn or brake. Use both brakes. The front brake is still effective, even on a slippery surface. Squeeze the brake lever gradually to avoid locking the front wheel. Remember, gentle pressure on the rear brake. Watch the center of a lane, which can be hazardous when wet. When it starts to rain, ride in the tire tracks left by cars. Often the left tire track will be the best position, depending on traffic and other road conditions as well. Watch for oil spots when you put your foot down to stop or park. You may slip and fall. Watch for dirt and gravel that can collect along the sides of the road, especially on curves and ramps leading to and from highways. Be aware of what's on the edge of the road, particularly when making sharp turns and getting on or off freeways at high speeds. Be aware that rain dries and snow melts faster on some sections of a road than on others. Patches of ice tend to crop up in low or shaded areas and on bridges and overpasses. Wet surfaces or wet leaves are just as slippery. Ride on the least slippery portion of the lane and reduce speed. Cautious riders avoid roads covered with ice or snow. If you can't avoid them, keep your motorcycle straight up and proceed as slowly as possible. If you encounter a large surface so slippery that you must coast or travel at a walking pace, consider letting your feet skim along the surface. If the motorcycle starts to fall, you can catch yourself. Keep off the brakes. If possible, squeeze the clutch and coast. But attempting this maneuver at anything other than the slowest of speeds can be hazardous. Railroad and trolley tracks and pavement seams. Usually it is safer to ride straight within your lane to cross tracks. Turning to take tracks head-on, at a 90-degree angle, can be more dangerous, because that path may carry you into another lane of traffic. For track and road seams that run parallel to your course, move far enough away from tracks, ruts or pavement seams to cross at an angle of at least 45 degrees. Then, make a quick, sharp turn. Edging across could catch your tires and throw you off balance. Grooves and gratings. Riding over rain grooves or bridge gratings may cause a motorcycle to weave. The uneasy, wandering feeling is generally not hazardous. Relax, maintain a steady speed and ride straight across. Crossing at an angle forces riders to zigzag to stay in the lane. The zigzag is far more hazardous than the wandering feeling. Mechanical problems, guidelines. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. In dealing with any mechanical problem, take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Tire failure. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. If the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. You must be able to tell from the way the motorcycle reacts. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep your balance. Pull off and check the tires. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A front flat is particularly hazardous because it affects your steering. You have to steer well to keep your balance. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may jerk or sway from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold handle grips firmly, ease off the throttle, and keep a straight course. If braking is required, however, gradually apply the brake of the tire that isn't flat, if you are sure which one it is. And when the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road, squeeze the clutch and stop. Stuck throttle. Twist the throttle back and forth several times. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately operate the engine cutoff switch, and pull in the clutch at the same time. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine noise may not immediately decline. Once the motorcycle is under control, pull off and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't, shift it. Center the weight lower and farther forward on the motorcycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring pre-load, air shocks and dampers are at the settings recommended for that much weight. Make sure windshields and fairings are mounted properly. Check for poorly adjusted steering. Worn steering parts. A front wheel that is bent, misaligned or out of balance. Loose wheel bearings or spokes, and swing arm bearings. If none of these are determined to be the cause, have the motorcycle checked out thoroughly by a qualified professional. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble will only make the motorcycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually to slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. And pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. Chain problems. A chain that slips or breaks while you're riding could lock the rear wheel and cause your cycle to skid. Chain slippage or breakage can be avoided by proper maintenance. Slippage. If the chain slips when you try to speed up quickly or ride uphill, pull off the road. Check the chain and sprockets. Tightening the chain may help. If the problem is a worn or stretched chain or worn or bent sprockets, replace the chain, the sprockets, or both before riding again. Breakage. You'll notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop. Engine seizure. When the engine locks or freezes, it is usually low on oil. The engine's moving parts can't move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Check the oil. If needed, oil should be added as soon as possible or the engine will seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Let the engine cool before restarting. Animals. Naturally, you should do everything you safely can to avoid hitting an animal. If you are in traffic, however, remain in your lane. Hitting something small is less dangerous to you than hitting something big, like a car. Motorcycles seem to attract dogs. If you are chased, downshift and approach the animal slowly. As you approach it, accelerate away and leave the animal behind. Don't kick at an animal. Keep control of your motorcycle and look to where you want to go. For larger animals, deer, elk, cattle, brake and prepare to stop. They are unpredictable. Flying objects. From time to time, riders are struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from cars or pebbles kicked up by the tires of the vehicle ahead. If you are wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Without face protection, an object could hit you in the eye, face or mouth. Whatever happens, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the handlebars. When safe, pull off the road and repair the damage. Getting off the road. If you need to leave the road to check the motorcycle or just to rest for a while, be sure you check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or if you're just not sure about it, slow way down before you turn onto it. Signal. Drivers behind might not expect you to slow down. Give a clear signal that you will be slowing down and changing direction. Check your mirror, and make a head check before you take any action. Pull off the road, get as far off the road as you can. It can be very hard to spot a motorcycle by the side of the road. You don't want someone else pulling off at the same place you are. And park carefully. Loose and sloped shoulders can make setting the side or center stand difficult. Cell phones. Cell phones are a convenience, but can divert your attention away from the task of riding. This lack of attention to the road may create a dangerous situation for you and other vehicles around you. When possible, pull off to the side of the road when using your cell phone. Cell phones are everywhere. In emergencies, they can be lifesavers, and, at other times, they can simply be a great communications tool. But using a cell phone while operating a motorcycle is a very dangerous thing to do and should be avoided. Federal studies have shown that using cell phones, including the hands-free variety, has precipitated many crashes and near misses. In fact, using hands-free cell phones provides little safety benefit over handheld phones, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In addition, the research shows that it is the actual process of conversing that proves to be among the greatest driver distractions. Wyoming law prohibits reading or sending a text message from a cell phone or other device while operating a vehicle. Some cities and towns in Wyoming have ordinances against using a cell phone while operating a vehicle within city limits, so be sure to check ahead and watch for notifications banning the use of a cell phone. YDOT recommends vehicle operators pull well off the highway and stop before making a cellular call or texting. Always remember, your first responsibility when you are riding is to pay attention to the road. Fatigue. Operating a motorcycle while you are tired is also a very dangerous thing to do. To avoid fatigue, limit your distance. Experienced riders seldom try to ride more than about 6 hours a day. Take frequent rest breaks, stop, and get off the motorcycle at least every 2 hours. And don't drink or use drugs. Artificial stimulants often result in extreme fatigue or depression when they start to wear off. Riders are unable to concentrate on the task at hand.